when it's Hanukkah, time to eat, and that's why Jo Nathan joins us in our studios. She's one of the nation's most esteemed experts on Jewish cuisine. This year, her book, The Jewish Holiday Kitchen, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. She's also just released a new version, The Jewish Holiday Cookbook. Thanks very much for being with us, Joan.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Hanukkah and latkes go together.
Right.
But Hanukkah's more than latkes, isn't it?
It's more than latkes. Potatoes are new world. They came to the old world, 18th century. I'm interested in what was before.
You've brought in something. It's in the pan in front of us, this beautifully browned...
It's called a pashtida. Pashtida really means anything in a casserole. This is something you would use for leftovers.
Leftover noodles.
And these were homemade noodles, of course. And then you would mix them with sautéed onions and a little bit of egg, and then you would fry them. But the egg would hold the noodles together.
Mmm.
Sort of comfort food, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of oil, and then you fry them in oil, that would have been the significance of having oil for Hanukkah.
I have to ask you about another traditional Hanukkah dish.
Yes.
The jelly donut.
The jelly donut, I believe, is the only true Israeli dish. It's called sufganiyot. When the state of Israel was created in 1948, they wanted to have something for Hanukkah. And so they went to history, which they found sufgan means sponge. They also went to the Greeks, who had loukoumades, which were the oldest dessert known to mankind, which was a donut. So they thought, oh, good, well, this would be something that we should have in modern Israel. And they knew that Jews that came from Austria liked jelly donuts. So they combined them together. And now everybody in Israel eats these jelly donuts for Hanukkah.
Tell us about some of the other things on this plate.
Okay, well, these are cookies. They're called mandelbrot. It's a butter and egg dough. You roll it out like a strudel. Then you fill it with either poppy seed filling or apricot filling or cocoa and sugar filling. Then you roll it up. Then after you bake it, you cut it the way you would cut a biscotti.
So this is a poppy seed mandelbrot, huh?
Right.
No, oh, that's good. No. It has a kind of sweetness, and yet it's a little bit more acidic. It's not chocolate.
Right.
It's kind of got a cleaner kind of sweetness.
Right.
It's a nice contrast. Before we go, we talked obviously about latkes, but in the end, a lot of people just want to know, how do you prevent them from being molten, oil-soaked wrecks?
Okay, well, one of the things that I do is, first of all, have them very cold.
Shredded potatoes in cold water.
Yeah, and then I put them in a towel just to really get rid of as much water as I can.
Squeeze it out.
Yeah, and then I add potato starch, a little bit of potato starch, and just put maybe a little bit of onion and a little egg, and then I don't put anything else in it, but I do it quickly, and I fry them.
What kind of oil?
Well, I use regular vegetable oil, and I don't refrigerate them, just drain them, and then I crisp them up in the oven.
And if there's one Hanukkah dish that people should have on their table, what would you recommend?
Besides potato pancake?
Yeah.
I think brisket. I like a good brisket at Hanukkah.
But where's the oil in that?
And it just goes well with potato pancakes. Who cares?
Oh, all right. Joan, nice talking to you.
It was great talking to you, Scott.
Joan Nathan's cookbook, Jewish Holiday Cooking, incorporates recipes from her book, The Jewish Holiday Kitchen, re-released on its 25th anniversary. You want to read the recipes for what we just scarfed down, you can come to our website, npr.org. Laila Tov and Hanukkah.
Wow, Laila Tov.